Elementary schools teach reading, arithmetic, and language arts such as creative writing, spelling, and handwriting. Social studies, science, music, the arts, and physical education are also part of the program. Class size is usually limited to between 20 and 30 students, although schools generally try to have a smaller class size. 小学教授阅读、算术和语言艺术，如创造性写作、拼写和手写。社会研究、科学、音乐、艺术和体育也是该项目的一部分。班级人数通常限制在20到30名学生之间，尽管学校通常会尽量的缩小班级人数。A pupil goes to high school automatically after finishing his elementary school education. There's no entrance exam. High schools are made up of comprehensive, academic, vocational, and technical schools with somewhat different tasks. Comprehensive high schools provide both academic and vocational education. Academic high schools only aim to prepare students for college.Vocational and technical ones generally provide for a variety of occupations and vocations, though some are specialized in a single vocational or technical area. 小学生完成小学教育后自动升入中学。中学没有入学考试。美国中学分为综合、学术以及职业技术学校。其教学任务各不相同。综合性中学既提供普通文化课，又提供职业教育。学术性中学的唯一目的是为大学培养学生。职业技术学校通常提供各种职业培训，然而也有些学校只专注于某一职业或技术领域。A typical high school curriculum includes almost all the elementary subjects, but is more specialized.For example, English courses stress grammar and literature. Social studies are split into separate courses in American history, American government or political science, European history, etc. Algebra, geometry are offered as well. High school students usually take a one-year course in general science, and the more detailed courses in biology, chemistry, and physics are provided.Most high school students study a foreign language, usually French or Spanish, with Chinese becoming more and more popular as a foreign language choice in some areas. Many high schools offer dozens and sometimes hundreds of elective courses for students to choose from, ranging from philosophy and creative writing to community services.典型的高中课程包括几乎所有的基础学科，但更专业一些。例如，英语课注重语法和文学，社会研究课程则分为美国历史、美国政府或政治科学、欧洲历史等。另外，还有代数、几何及一年的科学概论课，和内容更为详细的生物、化学和物理课。大多数美国高中生都要学习一门外语。通常是法语或西班牙语，汉语作为一门外语，在一些地区也越来越受欢迎。另外，许多高中提供几十门，有时是上百门选修课，涉及范围从哲学、创作性写作，一直到社区服务。